friends, let's cover chapter 8, which is service culture, overall and over service management part 2 as a subject. What are our learning objectives for this? Understand about the organization culture and art of influencing. Identify types of culture and how they influence service delivery. Appreciate the dimensions of service culture and explain the process of bringing in change. How can you bring the change in your organization culture? So let's start understanding these aspects. A true service culture is a team who embraces a service mindset and builds lasting relationship with customers and employees. Culture of service embraces the whole perspective of relationship with the customer, and every and anybody in the organization is aligned with the customer and its requirement, and everybody will work to ensure that they complement each other's efforts so that overall what reaches the customer is really of finest quality service as expected by the consumers. Organizations may try hard, but it is difficult to create this service culture just by training programs alone. All said and done, it is easy. People implement a lot of training programs, but mere training programs do not facilitate change of culture. We will understand why as we move forward. Organizations should do to ensure that employees embrace and demonstrate the new mindset and skills needed to reach a higher level of service. Employees want to be service-centric, but half the time they either don't know what is service-centric, or they face a problem of non-empowerment, non-decision-making, etc. They have to depend on every time, take a special permission or special decisions, etc. They see that their point of view do not matter much to the management. They are facing the customer, they are facing the difficulty. They know the what is the solution, they suggested solutions, but nobody in the organization listens to it, etc. So the point is, just merely training and allow, you know, asking employee to embrace service culture, you really can't get higher level of service achieved. You must take care of training and learning. Then you must link the service training with the business plan. Here now, when you enter the training aspects, training should be linked to your business plan. What is your business plan? What is the service quotient of your business plan? And to achieve that, you need to really work out what nature of training, at what frequency. There may be a common training, there may be an additional functional training, there may be a refresher courses needed, etc. So you must really work out a plan that will support you to be service culture oriented. You must understand measurable business results sought by the organizations. While you are changing from X to Y, where you are changing a service culture, organizational objectives in a measurable form probably also need to be realigned, and after that realigned, it needs to be communicated down the line. Each and everybody should understand this particular aspect. So organization culture of, say, delivery within 30 minutes is like in the blood of the employee of, say, Domino's, or say the delivery in time is in the blood of the DHL employees. So whether he is driving a three-wheeler LCV from at Kolkata, or whether he is at Brisbane driving a large SUV to deliver consignments to the remote market, they all are very conscious that delivery must reach in time, come what may. So that is what mindset with which they move out of their hub, and they try to finish in the shortest possible time all the deliveries in the given time span. Create concrete yet flexible plan which will enable you to achieve your goal. You have to create your service cultural change plan. It has to be a very concrete, it has to be a very strategic plan with the milestones, the goal as a milestone, so that you know what you are heading for. Are you heading for in that right direction? Plan to include communication plan, timelines, human resource allocation, budget and estimates of employee readiness, etc. So while you venture into this, it starts with employee readiness. What is the quotient today? What change you want? How will you communicate? So communication plan has to come in, the timeline has to be worked out, the cost allocation, what are the resources you require, etc. Resources both in terms of manpower and the money, etc. Therefore, the budget has to be worked out for this entire shift that is to happen in the mindset of your organization's people to get service culture driven. So just a quick understanding, service culture model requires leadership, philosophy and purpose. Leader himself has to have a service culture. He must define his philosophy and he must define the purpose why organizations embracing a service culture, engagement platform, create a platform where you engage with all your people, all the stakeholders, so they all get understanding, they all get aligned to your change needed, which is a service culture shift that is needed. Strategic alignment, having done that, various strategic alignment that is to take place in between, within the department, intra-departmental, inter-departmental, with suppliers, with supply chain management team, etc., various stakeholders, that has to come in. Knowledge management, you have to then build the knowledge, what is lacking, from there you, how do you imbibe the knowledge, and that knowledge building also has to be there, so that you continuously, you are able to share knowledge, that also has to come in. And performance optimization, finally, last but not the least, milestone, objective, the performance criteria, all needs to be really worked out, factored by you, constantly monitored to see that whether you are on track of your cultural shift that you are planning. So that's the essence of the service culture and how you can go about. So you will be at an evolution stage, you know, every time when you are thinking of a shift, you are at an evolution stage. What is the significance at an evolution stage? You should measure and develop a shared sense of current reality of the service culture. When you are at an evolution stage, shift cannot happen overnight. You must determine that you are at this level and what you need to achieve. Having done that, you will understand the gap that is there. Then you work out your plan to bridge the gap. Identify the perception of where you are now and heavily influences the implementation of the rest of the initiative. If you are able to clearly judge yourself as to where you are, if there is a true self-assessment of whether are you really service-centric, you have moved one step, two step ahead, or you are nowhere service-centric, organization needs a 360-degree change or 180-degree change or 90-degree change, etc. That real assessment will help you to move faster. Expectations for the future need to be anchored in an accurate understanding of the current reality. Current reality, once you understand, expectations will emerge. Expectation and your current reality needs to get synonyms, get sync. So what they are saying, the future experience of the future needs to be anchored. So that future anchorage has a relevance to where you are today. So how far your anchor needs to go so that you are linked to your future goals and objectives. You must have enough data to form an accurate and relevant picture of the service culture and service standards for the organization, or need some more assessment. To form the culture, to know the shift, you first need to have the standards in place. And standards can be benchmarked by the similar company in the industry, by the similar nature of company in some other industry. You need to really know what are the standards there. So what are you pursuing that you need to know, for which you need to really create an assessment knowledge base. That is what we have also understood earlier. This will tell you vis-a-vis your reality, where you think you are, and what is the expected level of standard. From standards, you can determine your possible standard in the evolution stage. You will know the gap, and that's what gives you a roadmap, which how to go forward. Fundamentals of service cultures. What is fundamentally required in to be a service? So shared service vision and values. What is required is each and everybody in the organization starts believing that this is what I am here for. This is what I am existing here for. This is what is the organization's vision. This is what organization stands for. So each and every individual have a common shared vision and values of the organization known to them thoroughly well. Service-focused leaders. Leaders can be at a SBU level, team level, functional level, etc. But they all are aligned to the corporate objective, the higher organization objective. So team leaders are aligned to higher SBU objectives or functional objectives. Functional leaders are aligned to SBU objectives, SBU leaders are aligned to corporate objectives, etc. So you have to have a focused leaders who are focused towards service shift, service culture shift, consistent service delivery and measurement. Service culture means there is a consistent delivery of the same service in that same manner to the customers, and they have been measured also. There is a mechanism by which it is measured. So what is your average mean repair time? So if that is supposedly so many hours, then it is measured every time, whether you are above, whether you are below, or you are on average as planned, etc. So there is a measurement criteria in place, developmental training and coaching. You have to have a thorough and rugged developmental training plan. Initially, you have to have a common plan, then get into the functional mode, get into the refresher courses, etc., and make them face the reality of the service shift that is needed, make them understand how it is going to benefit them, make them know where they stand and how much more they have to walk the talk, etc., or walk the path, so to say, so that they align to customer expectations. Constant systematic improvements and reinforcements. You have to always look at continuous improvement. Continuous improvement can be incremental or can be a shifting type, something which is really a major shift. All should bring you the required incremental revenue and profitability. Reinforcement is you have to keep adding, manage your resources. So somewhere you have to withdraw and somewhere to deploy more, etc. We often hear during riot the reinforcement was sent from Delhi or so that's kind of thing. So reinforcement is additional support that has been provided. So fundamental service cultures are these five. So we try and understand them briefly. Shared service vision and values, clear, compelling shared vision and organizational value support that expression of the service excellence. It clearly supports, clearly conveys that we are charting a path of service excellence. It clearly tells them that they embrace an exceptional experience for employees and customers. It defines that this path that you are charting is aimed at giving a different experience to your customer that is possible only through you as an employee. So together we should have the shared vision and values. Then only you can work together. Service focused leaders, as I said, common service mindset of all level. They are aligned to ensure service. They are not aligned to create obstacles, hindrances, etc. They move out of their silos. They work together to create a very cohesive work environment, very balanced process. Redundant processes are removed constantly. New processes are aligned to the objectives of the business. That is the mindset which they come in. They value employee contribution. They believe that those who face the employee front end people, they believe that each and everybody who is in the business of service can suggest and contribute. So they value that, they listen a lot, and then they come out with the improvement plans, etc. Strive to continuously improve the customer service experience. Only thing that they have in mind is how can I improve the customer's experience every time when I interact with the customer. So that is there in the mind. So they are therefore service led, service focused leaders. Consistent service delivery and measurement. It is also clear, everybody knows what are their requirement. To achieve that 30 minutes delivery of pizza, Domino's catering guy will have a different standards though, but it is aligned to that. Domino's kitchen staff will have a different standard though, but it is aligned to ensure that 30 minutes. Domino's that final delivery boy will have a different standard for his performance, but it is still aligned to that a core differentiator, which is 30 minutes mein pizza delivered, hot piping, this thing. Established measures for face-to-face, phone and e-interactions. You have to open multiple channels. So customer has a right to choose whatever channel that they want to use, but at each channel when they come across, they get the consistent quality, and therefore they are able to convey their satisfaction, dissatisfaction, need for improvement, etc. Developmental training and coaching covers all employees. So it has to cover all employees in the first phase, initially at the evolution stage. Change of attitude is needed. So training should not facilitate in just soft skill and all. It's an attitudinal change. So you have to focus on that. Their communication skill has to improve. Knowledge to provide an exceptional customer experience has to improve. How to handle difficult customers, how to handle demanding customers, how to handle soft-spoken customers, all various things, whichever way you can improve their interaction ability with the customers. Developmental performance coaching versus punitive or evaluative. While you do this performance training, you also allow him to develop his skill. You make him available training videos. You put him through the refresher courses, etc. Approach is that determines your commitment towards employee improvement. If you resort to a punitive actions against employee not being able to either attend training or not being able to improvise skills, etc., it will send probably a wrong signal. People will do it out of fear and they will not do it out of shift needed to gain for the organization, etc. So important is that be evaluative, avoid being punitive, and allow him to take various courses at as per his convenience, but offer in multiple way of learning. Identifies and promotes service contributions and individual growth. While they improve, it assures them that your improvement reflected in your performance will get you a better reward. So in the service organization, during training and all, also what is brought out is, now it is going to be a service performance level led increments, etc. Constant systematic improvement and reinforcements. As we have said, always work, always allow people to speak, always allow people to critique the existing process, system, technology, etc. and resort to what you can improve best. So you have to also try and every time see that how you can constantly improve your existing process and delivery to the customers. Reinforce wherever required. If you need an additional IT backup, if you need an additional manpower backup, etc., provide that, but ensure that consistency of service delivery is not hampered or sacrificed in any of your decisions. So that's the fundamental of a service culture. We get into what you call a planning tool. So planning, as this was earlier bit discussed, you have to assess where you are, you have to assess the gaps within, you have to then align. So assessment, mein, there is also an external, you have to do a standardization, you have to find what are the current standards of service delivery, etc. Then you align yourself, having understood the gaps, etc. You have to align either your various processes, various functional deliverables, even dismantle some of the organization, create a new organization department within, etc. So that's the alignment. And training and development, we have understood, give enough and more in terms of training and develop their skill sets, develop, change their attitude, etc. And then provide reinforcement. Reinforcement to allow them to take a threshold jump in their overall executions, etc. So that's a planning tool, as we call that, is nicknamed as magic planning tool. Assess, align, train and reinforce. So come to the assessment tool. You need to now assess your this thing. You need to choose an assessment tool that provides insights into your service culture, not just classic organizational performance measures. Yana. Earlier there was an organizational performance measure as a return on investment, return on capital employed or profit margin, and there are many such other performance metrics which are more statistical, etc. What this tells you that you still need a tool that provides insight about your being service culture or not. So the assessment data becomes the benchmark for your measurement of the success of the initiative. It can give decision makers and all participants the answer to following two key questions. Why are we doing this? Why are we getting service culture oriented? What does winning look like? If we do this, there is a winning that is possible. What does winning this look like? You know, what is that winning means when we shift our attitude to a service culture attitude kind of thing? So they have to constantly provide answer to these two things. So assessment data will, assessment approach, assessment tool also will focus around these two aspects. Then comes the alignment. As I said, here you prepare the organizations for the new initiative. This is that planning tool that we are seeing it. This is explaining this briefly. Alignment is, here you have prepared the organization for the new initiative. You have to now start aligning. You have found out where you are, the gap, what does the winning look like, etc. You have benchmarked yourself, so now you have to align. So you now begin to adjust the culture. Before you can do this effectively, your workforce needs to see genuine sign of alignment between the organization. So they should see the genuine sign of alignment coming from top to bottom. So is the business object got aligned? Yana? Has the business object undergone a change? Has it become service centric? Service visions and values are in place or not? So they will want to see what are our service visions and values that we want to create and offer to our customers that will create a distinct competitive edge in the market. Service standards, what are the service standards that we are talking about? What are the systems and processes that we are talking about? What is the technology backup that is going to come for you to become aligned with the service culture expected from you? So this is the thing that customer, employee will want to know, your stakeholders internally will want to know. So provide that, you know, and then begin your alignment journey. Questions important for discussions, probing questions and discussions to take place. So during alignment stage, a lot of deliberation discussions will happen. So as I earlier mentioned, people want to know what are the objectives of the business, what are the service visions and values, what are the service standards on which, you know, they need to focus upon, what systems and processes are changed that is required. So these are the same things that needs to be discussed, deliberated and evolved to become aligned with the need of shift that is expected in the attitude of the organization, which is service centricity, service culture that you are expected to imbibe in your organization. Then comes the training and development. Prior to launching the training, plan how well will you measure the program result. So it is not important that you have the training. You please plan how the effect of the program will be measured by you. So that is first thing that needs to be in my place. Having done that, customize your program. The reason being, you can probably start with a basic program which is same program for everybody, but during a cultural shift stage, each function needs to be also tuned to the requirement of their deliverables, and therefore you need to have a different training modules at a different roles or functions or department, or you create a hierarchy wise program. So junior level, middle level, senior level, irrespective of their functional this thing, the program will still convey the required message in terms of cultural shift that is expected for you to become a service culture driven organization. So you need to create customized programs also. Identify program delivery formats and logistics. How this program will be delivered to the employees. So you need to really plan in detail how the program delivery is going to happen. What are the alternatives available? You have to have a contingency plan also. It is not that as you plan, every employee will attend. So those who don't attend, how will they get covered, etc. So have a comprehensive plan. Prepare employee for the benefit of service training and reinforcement. So once your training program should prepare them to receive the benefit of the service training that they are going to have, how this service training will help them to become a service centric, how service centricity will help them to bring cultural shift, how will be looked upon by the customers, how it will create a differentiation in the market, and that differentiation will win customers in which way, etc. So open all the blocks of their mind, prepare facilitators to work effectively within your employees' context. Training program also will have to have a various model where it starts percolating. So after having a round of training programs, etc., you have to create facilitators. Facilitators are the one who will observe, who will see that change is happening or not. They will see a need that certain employee or certain group of employee needs a refresher course, or they need to undergo the program again, etc. Or they are the means of mentoring, etc. within the organization. So you have to create that panel of facilitators. It goes down many times, train the trainer. It goes down up to that functional level where there is a concept called train the trainer. So afterwards, the functional heads or process heads, etc., themselves have to take the onus of training the employee below. So that overall shift starts percolating down, the need for shift, the training that is required to reach the bottom level is effectively delivered. So you have to prepare the whole organization from that perspective. Training doesn't remain only HR or admin's responsibility. Gradually it has to move down to a level of functional head's responsibility to train his people to become service culture driven. Contact with senior leadership to speak in classes, etc. Involve senior leadership while the training is going on. People should get a very clear message that seniors are committed to what we are undergoing. They want this change to happen. They are party to this change. They are responsible if this change happens or doesn't happen out of it. So that is what will bring people in. But while they do that, there are dilemmas, there are doubts, there are, you know, questions in mind. So create an open forum where this can be discussed and, you know, employee can get their queries and doubts resolved, etc. So that's the overall training program. It goes merely beyond a class training. Reinforcement, as we saw the last this thing, answer the questions on the following topics to help you sustain your new design service culture. Reinforcement is something that will help you to build and sustain your new design that you have done, design of process, design of department functions, etc. So the reinforcements are measurements, R&R you plan to provide, reinforcements like how are you going to continue and make people believe in the service culture. So that's a reinforcement first we are talking about, and that is possible through say rewards and recognition program. So you develop your reward and recognition plan, introduce them, make it loud and clear, make people excite to participate in that. How will you ensure you recognize the right individual?